Quiet Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. When we talk about production agriculture on the High Plains states, the importance of the Ogallala Aquifer cannot be overestimated. The aquifer underlies eight states known as the nation's breadbasket. The Ogallala provides 30% of all groundwater used for irrigation in the United States. Ogallala drawdown exceeds recharge, especially in the southern High Plains states of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. The state of Kansas this year changed its water rights policies to get producers' heads wrapped around the notion of conserving rather than consuming. The Kansas legislature this spring overhauled state water rights laws. The initiative came from Governor Sam Brownback, who had gathered input from water stakeholders last year at a water summit in Colby. Brownback says Kansas water policy had been use it or lose it.
We just got to get away from this development policy because we don't need to develop anymore. We've got it developed. We need to conserve.
One of Brownback's takeaways from last year's water summit was a well-known economic theory someone at the conference mentioned, an economic theory called the tragedy of the commons. Bingo! That theory seemed to describe Western Kansans' use of Ogallala Aquifer water.
When you have something in common, nobody takes care of it, and it ends up getting depleted. It's like the fish in the ocean, the wildlife as it was in Africa. But if you place personal value and personal property interests on things, somebody takes care of it because it's theirs. We had to move in the Ogallala from a tragedy of the commons, where the best thing for you to do is just to take as much water as you can and use it, to a situation where this is your property and it's worth a lot, but it's not worth anything if there's no water in the bottom of the hole.
Out of that water summit came an aquifer advisory committee, and then the Kansas Water Authority wrote the water reform agenda presented to state lawmakers at their 2012 session. Brownback got the water rights reforms passed.
We repealed the use it or lose it doctrine in the areas of the Ogallala where it's fully appropriated, which that's everywhere. That should have happened 20 years ago, but it didn't, but it is now. So whoever's got their water right, it's theirs. They don't use it, it remains theirs.
Another very important part of the package will, for the first time, permit local water users through groundwater management districts to collectively decide their futures through what's known as local intensive water management areas.
So now a group of local producers and water users can bind themselves together to reduce water demand and bind each other to it in such a way to extend the aquifer in their area, because the water in the aquifer can move back and forth and does. And I think this is a key thing for us, to be able to have local producers come together and say, we're all going to use less water annually as a way to extend our aquifer in our area.
Other measures will expand irrigators' options to manage crop water without increasing long-term water use under their water right. One law allows the short-term lease of water rights, and another measure strengthens a water right owner's ability to divide that water right. So, one of the eight states that pulls water from the Ogallala is taking action, trying to change from consumption to conservation. What will the other Plains states do? You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures. Learn more about today's topic and listen to archived episodes on the website playacountry.org.